So when I do my podcast episodes, I'm really conscious of the listener. Will you mention this for the listener? Or if I'm just talking to you like I am right now, I'm in your earbuds and you and I are having a conversation. I don't call this a monologue. I call it a dialogue between you and me.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Hey, podcaster. Just a quick interruption to read a review and to let Deborah know what she may or may not be getting and what you, the listener, you right here that I'm talking to, you might win this as well. So here's the thing. Deborah sent an honest written review to the podcast this week, in fact, like as I'm recording it, it was just a couple days ago. And as a result, she's automatically being entered to win some free services. This is Deborah 4534. That's the handle. She's automatically being entered to win some free stuff. She might win 3 months, 6 months, or 12 months of free services from my company, Grow Your Show. And what she might win is either our all-inclusive package, where we just do everything, even paid marketing and branding and just anything she needs, consulting, it's all included, right? Or if she's got a podcast, because it looks like she's already got a podcast, she might just choose, because she doesn't need some of that stuff, she might just choose, hey, can you just edit my podcast, do all the post-production, make my life easier for either the 3, 6, or 12 months? And the last option is marketing, just to kind of grow her show. But Deborah's honest review, Deborah's written review says, the most motivating podcast. Well, that's actually pretty cool. That's a good title. Thank you. I'm glad that I have a motivating podcast, but I also want to spit it real, give you the truth too. And I hope the truth can support you. But then Deborah goes in and she just says, I am a podcaster. I enjoy this podcast because it provides me with the best tips and tricks for my podcast. It inspires me to work harder and to achieve greater success in my career. So Deborah, you automatically got the one entry to win this raffle, this spinning of the wheel. And because you're probably hearing this now, you can get 5 more. All you got to do, Deborah, is just take a quick screenshot of this. Send that screenshot to my email. It's team@growyourshow.com. So that way I know that you heard this and you'll go from one entry to 6 entries because you'll get 5 more. Then we're going to be doing a raffle here in a bit. So make sure you do that right away, Deborah, to get those additional ones. And by the way, if you have not yet left honest review for the podcast, it's pretty easy to do. Just go to Apple, leave an honest review, and you're already going to be added into this. And then you get those other 5 when I read your review on the podcast. You hear it and you just email me at team@growyourshow.com. Congrats, Deborah. Let's jump back into the episode. Hey, podcaster, it is Adam A. Adams, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad to have you. And today we're going to be talking about a concept that you don't usually hear, and it goes against pretty much anything you've ever heard. So here's the premise around what we're going to be talking about today. I've noticed that a lot of people, whether they're in an interview on their podcast or if they are doing the podcast solo, they might say something like this. John, can you tell our listeners a little bit about you? Amanda, could you give us more information on that for the listeners? Bob, why don't you tell my audience a little bit more about XYZ? So here's the commonality between all of those examples. Each and every one of them talks about a group of people, lots of people. It's not personal. It's not intimate. It's not having a one-on-one conversation with a listener. You and I are having a conversation right now. The way the other podcast hosts are doing it is they're having a conversation with people that you don't even know. And that's not intimate. That's not personal. And that doesn't get as good of results as when I'm just here talking with you. So when I do my podcast episodes, I'm really conscious of the listener. Will you mention this for the listener? Or if I'm just talking to you like I am right now, I'm in your earbuds and you and I are having a conversation. I don't call this a monologue. I call it a dialogue between you and me. Other podcast hosts might say this. This is a monologue for all of my followers. Or they might say, I wanted to share this with all of you. Or they might say, I wanted to make sure that you guys, blah, 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 blah. Now, we wouldn't want to say you guys anyway, because A, some females will be offended when you say guys, but you're using it in the way where you're talking to guys and gals. They might think that you're being genderist, sexist, and only talking to men. So you wouldn't want to say guys anyway, but the main reason why I say not to say guys or you all of you or my listeners is because it's impersonal. It's talking about too many people, and that person listening, you right now, don't know if it's for you, if it seems like we're talking about a lot of other people. So I want you to take a page out of this book and make sure that as you launch your podcast or as you run your podcast, that if you're going alone and doing a solo episode, think of it like a dialogue with you and your one avatar, my listener. Not my listeners, but my listener, the listener. You, not you guys or you all, just you. Simple, direct. And I think that'll help you get a really good result and have more people hire you for the services that you provide and or buy your courses or whatever it is, how you're going to be making money through your podcast. It's important that you know who's listening, that it is one person. There's generally not groups, although you want it to go to a stadium and you want millions of people to be, quote, listening at a time. For the most part, your listener, he or she is by themselves, exercising, cooking, cleaning, driving, and they're not really having a party listening to your episodes. So just speak to the one person by using a little bit different language. That's the concept for today, and I will see you on the next episode. Thanks.
If you're glad that you checked out the podcast today, if you got some value out of this episode, some actionable takeaways, I invite you to do one of three things. A, you could do a written review on Apple. Let us know what you think. Just an honest written review. B, you could share the podcast with a friend of yours who needs it. Or C, at the very least, implement what you've learned to take your business and your podcast to the next level. And I'll see you on the next episode.